Is that Califano?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Morris on board. He agrees with this. What we'll have, we also have Senator Mansfield and Senator Dirksen. They would join with Senator Morris in the resolution.
Try to make them get Javits to go on it with you because that separates him from Bobby Kennedy. And I noticed that he voted that one of the eight yesterday, didn't he, with us?
Yes, but that vote that we discovered this morning, that's not a clean-cut vote, Mr. President. That was a really a procedural kind of vote, so it's not a fair judgment of who was with Morris. But Javits did join with Morris when he proposed the 180-day resolution. However, Mansfield thinks it would be more important to get Fanon in terms of carrying more Republican votes.
That's come out for us on the wire.
Fanon has come out on the wire. He filed a minority report. And we don't want to make this Republican thing, but I think it'd be all right to have one. With Morris and Fanning and Dirksen and Mansfield.
Now we...
I've talked to Smathers and Long. Now, you'd be sure they're given material.
Yes, sir.
The Republicans are making a rather dangerous argument because the unions might turn on us, and the unions got control. They say that under this resolution, the president doesn't have to act. They just want to put me on the spot, that it's permissive. That really they're not even finding you ought to act. They're just doing this. And the Republicans say, hell, that's worse than nothing. If we want to do something, we ought to hit them hard. Now, the union's liable to look at the two and change their position and conclude that that may be why they didn't do the job yesterday, is because this is permissive and Bobby may have a deal with him. It looks like to me that he may. So you got to bear that in mind.
Now, we have softened some language which will make it easier for them to buy this resolution, the Morse resolution. Originally, it said that after the 180 days, if there's no settlement, the president will make recommendations to the Congress which will assure a settlement. We changed assure to assist in, because assure would have put you on the line to either come up with compulsory arbitration or seizure. And assist in leaves more flexibility at the end of the 180 day period. They ought to like that.
All right, now, who's working on the votes? You see, yesterday we talked to Mansfield, and then we sat here and left it up to them. So we got to get somebody now up there working to get these senators over there and get them prepared, and every damn one of them ought to ask Bobby, how does he stand on this thing?
Right. Larry and Mike Manatos. Right. Now, Mr. President, I think if Bill is there, Bill ought to make sure that Craig Raup gets those carriers to call Monroney. Mansfield thinks that'll have an impact on Monroney. Get him stirred up for this resolution.
Don't you think that you ought to, as soon as you can, call Charlie Murphy and tell him to get the carriers busy on this resolution and tell him to get Bozo McKee busy and get the carriers busy on it?
All right, fine.
They ought to get it on Democrats. They'll just go down to the Democrats and say, now, for God's sakes, this Kennedy thing is just pure ward politics.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Are you in Mansfield's office now?
Yes, sir.
Is Dirksen with you?
No, he's gone. He's gone back. He's given us a personal commitment. He's going to have lunch to see how many troops he can bring along.
But is he going to get up and speak and fight and offer the amendment?
Yes. Well, the amendment would be offered by Morris, joined in by Mansfield and Dirksen, and maybe Fanon.
All right. And now, have you heard anything else besides that?
No, that's about it. We just finished with Dirksen about 2 minutes ago.
All right. Now, does Mansfield and Dirksen both understand it?
Yes, they do, sir.
Who's there? You and Nick and Bill Wirtz?
Larry and I. Dirksen has talked to Nick on the phone. Wirtz was meeting with Seamiller this morning.
Who's getting you up the speeches that you can give for us along? And
I've got about a half dozen with me that I had done last night by Levinson and Sparks and Horsty, and I've been over them this morning. They're okay.
All right, give them to see Russell Long and Smathers, get a chance to go over them, somebody, because they are the two best ones to really.
All right, incidentally, there's a story that Levinson came up with from history that might interest you. The Emperor Augustus, when Augustus was, in fact, the sort of president of the Roman Republic, the Senate kept giving him more and more power, and he kept telling the Senate, I just don't want this power. And they kept saying, no, 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 you have to do it for us. You do it, you do it. And finally they made an emperor out of him, and the Roman Senate destroyed the Roman Republic. And that's how it happened historically. We've got that in one of the speeches, which you might,
be good.
Interested in that.
Pretty good, and I hope you give that to Dirksen.
That's exactly who we're going to give it to.
That one.
Now the thing that we have trouble answering is Kennedy came up with a definite recommendation on how to deal with the railroad strike, passed a bill just for it. Why don't we make a recommendation?
I think because the Congress, our best answer to that is that the Congress started this. You've not only used all the legal means available to you, you've used all the extra legal means available to you by entering in it personally and using your personal persuasion. Congress decided that they have got to take some action here. And Senator Morse adds to that a Supreme Court case, United States versus New, which is about 40 years old, and which makes it clear that in a situation like this, where you've got something essential but not a national emergency, the congressional finding is significant and important in terms of the legality of the law. Morse feels that very strongly. Incidentally, Nick feels that if the Clark thing were passed and he were a lawyer for the unions, he'd have you in court within a day if you sent him back to work, and he thinks he'd probably win the case. Have a damn good chance. He'd just say that section were unconstitutional per se of itself, because it gives you such arbitrary authority.
All right, now can't you, one, point that out very simply to Long, and two, very simply, just as simply as you did there, the Attorney General feels that if he were a lawyer for the union and this Clark section prevailed, he'd have the president in court in 24 hours, and the court would hold it unconstitutional because it gives the president too much authority. Where Long and Smathers can say they believe that and so forth.
Yes, sir. And in committee yesterday, we discovered that Dominic said he wouldn't give any man, he wouldn't give God himself the kind of authority the Clark resolution that purports to give to you.
The real difference between the railroad strike, I think, in 63 and Kennedy's action today is that it was clearly demonstrable then, Joe, that the national welfare, not just the public inconvenience, was being in danger.
Yes.
That the findings were easily rationalized then, and they're not now.
Yes.
Well, that's the best that you can make, I guess.
I think it is. I think it is.
Now, the main thing is keep Larry and Mike working that 67 in the Senate.
Yes, sir.
I tell Manitos and Larry I would like them to talk to me at 1 o'clock to give me a rundown on what they think about the Senate without getting caught.
Yes, sir.